There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Welcome back, Mobile. This is Midday Mobile with your host, John Mr. Mobile Young. I'm filling in for Sean Action Man Sullivan. For the past hour, we've been taking text messages and calls, and I think we're going to do a few more. But I want you all to know, you know what they say about a high stepper. Ain't no step too high for a high stepper. What you got, Dalton?
Plenty more text to get to. 251-343-0106 on the Mallory Piping text line. Your text for Mr. John Young, Mr. Mobile. Sam in West Mobile sent in a picture of you and Sean Sullivan and says, my vote, John Young for mayor and Sean Sullivan for director of public safety.
What a dynamic duo that would be, right? Man, that's incredible.
He says these guys aren't afraid to tell it like it is. That's Sam from West Mobile.
Thank you, Sam. I tell you, Sean and I had many conversations about political office in me, and I have no political aspirations or ambition. The things I say are for the sake of trying to change people's lives, and I can do that here without being elected. I have no ambition or intention unless the only way this changes is if God tells me to run, and then I'll do what I'm ordered to do. But as it stands now, I do not do this for popularity. I don't do it for money. Our Men United Against Violence, we've never solicited funds. We don't ask anybody for donations. We accept them, but we don't want to put ourselves beholden to anyone. So I'm glad you said that, Sam, because I want people to understand. I say this because I really want black men to stop killing one another, and I want a safer Mobile for us all, and I want God-fearing families in Mobile. So to put to bed any idea or suggestion that JY is trying to angle, I don't make any money coming on these shows. I don't charge anyone when I go to speak. Occasionally, I'll have a lunch paid for me, but I've never asked for a speaking fee or a booking fee. I've driven to Jackson, Alabama, Greenville, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama to speak and never charged a dime, not even for gas. So we're doing the Lord's work, and he always provides. But thanks, Sam. If Sean says he'll be my public safety director, I will run for mayor.
I kind of wanted to zone in on the Sean aspect of that and being the director of public safety.
Right.
Maybe your next show, we can dive in on
right.
that one. Maximus says, well, this goes back to parents calling the police because a six-year-old refuses to go to school. Ridiculous drain on resources and exemplifies the degradation of parental responsibility.
Right. We've outsourced those things. In my day, if I ever even considered telling my mother that I was not going to school that day, then I would go to the hospital. Parents have two things that happen when you call the police because your child doesn't want to go to school. They stop respecting and fearing the parent, and then they begin fearing police. That isn't supposed to be the case. The police are supposed to be respected. We have to make normal again interactions with police and community. But once you begin conditioning a child that when I don't do something, the police show up, they become frightful. And then when they need the help, they don't do it. They don't call the police. Even in high schools, I don't know if we still do it in the city, but they were arresting children for fighting at school instead of just suspending them. So you are conditioning students, conditioning young minds to be incarcerated. They to the point that they're no longer fear being incarcerated. If the police are calling you for not going to school at 6 years old, and then you get into a fight at 14 years old and go to Strickland Youth Center, by the time you reach 18, what are you afraid of anymore? The incarceration only frightens children who are told how bad it is and that you should avoid it. If you are conditioned for that, that's what happens. So we do need to get back to parental responsibility. And another thing, why aren't these parents angry at the school board when the test scores are so low? I mean, they improved this over the last year, but they're still low on national average and state average. Why aren't you angry that your children can't read, write, or count? They can't fill out a job application. Why aren't you mad when your children get caught having sex at school? Why aren't you angry at yourselves for failing? Why aren't you angry at yourselves for what you have not done? Listen, it's never too late to turn it around. You can start living a better life now. But once a child, it used to be called success by six, but when a child reaches 13 or 14 years old, they've developed the habits that they will carry with them the rest of their life. And when a man reaches 25 years old, he is as grown as he's going to be. He can only get old from there. But it all begins at home, and we have to put responsibility back there, not asking why didn't the police, not asking why didn't the government, not asking why didn't someone do something. Why don't you do it? Why don't you get out and go pick up the trash in your neighborhood or cut the empty lot next door? Why don't you go down the street and check on the old lady? Why don't you go to church and ask the preacher? Why don't you go down to this convenience store where there's, you know, they're selling marijuana and selling old stale candy to our children and try to keep your change after you pay them for it, try to keep your 2 cents? Why don't you do these things? The responsibility is with every Mobilian, every adult in Mobile should be saying what I'm saying. Because historically and statistically, what we are saying, Dalton, is what has always worked in America.
Well said. Supermom, I think the downfall of children began when everyone started getting trophies. Children have evolved to become entitled brats who never hear no. In essence, they run their homes. Parents have got to get back to parenting.
Exactly. And that the trophies was a symptom of a greater issue when we went from corporal punishment in schools. Once upon a time, I know this might seem unthinkable now, but teachers were allowed to paddle you in school. You could get licks or get suspended or get licks and get suspended. And everyone knows a coach who wore the crew length socks and he wore the coaching pants and he had a paddle with holes in them. Hmm. Everyone said, yeah, it brought back some memories, didn't it? Coach would hit you and lift you off the floor. It only took three, and it corrected that behavior. But you'd rather suffer that than it to get home to your family. You'd rather suffer that than to be suspended. So we have to get back to holding kids responsible, being soft on a child, not letting a child fall down, skin their knees, fall out of a tree, eat dirt, ride a bike so far away they forget where they are. These are things that children grow and develop. And so, yeah, we have to get back to telling parents, this is your job.
Let's hit the phone line.
Let's hit it.
Al in Mobile, and he wants to talk with you, Mr. Mobile.
Thank you. Hey, Al.
Hey, John. Look, I'm going to give you some constructive criticism, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I understand about the problem with young black men killing young black men. But I also know that in the month of May, if you go to Huntsville, Alabama, to Oakwood University in Alabama A&M, and see the young black men that graduate college, get degrees and masters and military commissions, and if you go to Talladega and see the young black men at Talladega College that graduate, if you go to Tuscaloosa at Stillman and see the young black men that graduate, if you go to Birmingham and Miles County and see the young black men that graduate, Tuskegee, Alabama A&M, it's two sides too now. So don't put all of the young black men in one category. That's my constructive criticism
right.
to you. Okay.
Thank you. That's misguided. For those who are well need not a physician. Why would I tell black men who are graduating college to stop killing black men? They aren't committing those crimes, right? So while I get your point, it's misguided. I've never said all or only black men. I've never said all black men are doing anything. But when you talk statistically, and especially relative to the population, black men are disproportionately represented in Mobile, in the state of Alabama, and in the nation for violent crime. So those who are well need not a physician. So I shall go to the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel.
Al, thank you for the call. Hey, anyone else can jump on the phone line as well. 251-343-0106. Back to the Mallory Piping text line. Tony Ann, peace on earth begins at home with a heart emoji. Dan here says, I recently heard Paul Prine say almost the same thing. Now, this was about 40 minutes ago he sent that, so right. I don't know exactly what the reference was there. Right. But have you noticed, have there been, and maybe since you've begun this campaign, and how long have you been, specifically Men United Against Violence, the founding of that, but since then, have you seen more people in Mobile, white or black, speaking out about this issue?
Oh, the conversations are constant. When Drew and I go eat lunch, every time we eat lunch, someone comes up to us and says, thank you, what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Sometimes they pay for our lunch, sometimes they don't. But yeah, there are people having these conversations. And we've been doing this for 3 years now. We won't be able to measure the impact we've had for another 5 or 6 years or a decade maybe, because we don't hear success stories. We don't hear people come up to us and say, thank you, you saved my life, as often as we hear the problems. Someone posted on Facebook from the typical Mobilian posted from 7 years ago, 2018, when I addressed the city council about another black woman that was shot and killed off of Michigan Avenue. And I implored them to use their platform to bring attention to this. 10 years ago, I wore a sign through Crichton to Thomaville to the 205 government stating, black men stop killing black women, after I think there were 3 black women killed that previous year. So we've been talking about this for years. We didn't just start. Men United Against Violence formed when men who were concerned with their families in the state of the city after 14-year-old Sierra Jackson and 11-year-old LaQuinta Morissette were killed in consecutive nights. That's why when we formed. But JY has been saying this for a long time. So I'm glad now that we're getting the attention and making people have these uncomfortable conversations, but they are necessary.
We'll go to the break, but after this text, a question I'm sure you've been asked a million times. Sir, is there anybody you're willing to endorse for mayor of Mobile? Should we leave it there?
Yeah, let's leave it there. All right. Answer that when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you. This is FM Talk 106.5, but I am not Sean Action Man Sullivan. I am John Mr. Mobile Young, filling in for Sean, my good friend. We're taking calls and text messages, and please keep them coming. I want them all. And to the last, that caller who said that I shouldn't say all, I've never heard anyone say, I've never said all black people. Ever. And it just convolutes my conversation when I'm trying to solve the issues of fatherlessness and school dropouts and violence in the neighborhoods and involving black people, for someone to say, but black kids are graduating. Black kids have always graduated college. Black kids have been graduating college since colleges were created and invented. Something black people have not always been doing is killing each other. Why do we always have to try to dismiss or distract from the issue of black kids killing each other by saying all black kids don't do it? Well, this is very true, but disproportionate relative to population, that is what we're dealing with. So when people say that, you're being disingenuous, you're trying to deflect, and I must have hurt someone's feelings when I say it. So you go to those graduations, you talk about people graduating, I'll talk about stopping killing people from killing each other. And the last question was, will I endorse anyone for mayor? I will not on the radio show, but I'll ask every voter out there to judge the tree by its fruit. Vote for the person who tells you the truth, that's strong leadership, that's transparent. Vote for the person that stands on principles and family and will make a better Mobile for you. Vote for those things. Don't vote for someone because your daddy voted for them or because you live near them or you're a member of the same club. Vote for a strong candidate. Vote for someone like Mr. Mobile. What else you got, Dolce?
We'll go to Gene's text. Gene, always up for a scrap on the text line. 659 churches in Mobile, and kids don't get the guidance they need. Schools can't provide guidance to kids, and you condemn the public library. Where can teens get the guidance they are looking for? That's Gene, who's more or less saying, well, we have all these churches. Why aren't they doing their job? Right. And if people are going to complain about books and libraries, where's kids supposed to get the guidance that you're requesting here?
I only complained about the books and libraries that promoted sexuality in preteens. I don't complain about books. I still have a library card, and I believe education is key. Every child should have a library card, but they should not be able to check out a book that's telling them how to perform fellatio and cunnilingus. The guidance that they need should come from their dad and their mother. We need to promote marriage again. Church leaders should have a response. They have a greater responsibility to go into these neighborhoods and say the things that I'm saying. We have to make families normal again. If a preacher doesn't say that, he's not teaching what's in the book, and you should leave his church. We need to talk about Christ being the great redeemer, because these social organizations and alphabet organizations have not been. So they're supposed to get the guidance from their family first, the church second, and then, hey, you and I as men should give guidance. You and I as men should make ourselves available. You should make yourself available to talk to kids. You should put your phone number out on the Midday Mobile website and say, hey, if you need someone to talk to. My phone number is 251-513-4179. That is my personal cell phone number. I will call you back if I can't answer. That's what it takes. It takes being bold and stating the truth. But it begins at home, and when the home fails, the church should be there as a safety net. Social organizations should be comprised of church groups. Listen, we've financed so many social organizations over the last 100 years to solve these problems, and none of them have gotten better. Underperforming schools receive more money than better performing schools. They're not improving quickly. Welfare has been given to people for generations, and assisted housing, and these things have not gotten better through governmental funding. They're still building what they call low-income housing. No one paid I've never had anyone pay my mortgage. No one has given me incentives or tax write-offs and give me a $10,000 tax income check. I don't get tax income credits. Where is it for the working people? So when we talk about these things, it starts in the family, then the church, and eventually people just have to say, you know what, I'm tired of being a crumb bum. I'm tired of being a baby's mama. We should have never normalized that term, baby mama, baby daddy. That's an insult. It should be father and mother. And if you have kids, five kids in a house with the same mother and five different last names, that's the issue. It starts at home.
Yeah. Traffic update quickly. We'll get back to the text. There's been issues I-10 westbound since John came on the air at noon. Not that long ago, Kane with Coastal Traffic said it was a 6-mile backup. So that's westbound right at the Grand Bay Wilmer Road is where it was earlier. Leanna telling me it's backing up again at McDonald's. So big, major. Major slowdown there, I-10 westbound, as you get towards the Mississippi line. Back to the Mallory Piping text line. And Motorman, you struck a chord with him last hour talking about what the ladies are wearing these days, some of the ladies. He said, I second, just because they make it in your size, you shouldn't wear it. Said spandex has limits.
Obviously, it should have limits. Like it should pop at some point. I don't know. What is it now? These Kim Kardashian compression pants now that you can squeeze a 14 into a 6. It's just shaped up fat. It's called false advertising. You know what I'm saying? How do you go to the bathroom with those things on, ladies? How do you turn around? I saw a lady with one on so tight, she tried to sit in a chair and she popped back up like a straight pencil. It was just that tight. And it went boing, boing, boing. You could hear her pop open. It was so tight. Let's just get back to decency and normalcy. First of all, have a healthy lifestyle that you don't gain too much weight, and then try to shape it up with these false advertising. Start walking. You know, for every bite you take of that double cheeseburger, go walk a mile. Let's just get back to that. The average weight of a woman has increased by 40 pounds over 50 years. They're as big as linebackers. They can or fullbacks. They can plug the 2-hole and hit it like a mug. Come through there. You know I have an aversion to these things. I'm not going to mention her name, but you know I normally make a joke about a certain entertainer. But we just have to get back to healthy lifestyles, drinking more water, exercising more, and then eating less processed foods. But, yeah, we need to put a ban. Two things we should ban immediately. And if I did become mayor of Mobile, I would ban on day one. Day one, I would ban it. I would ban spandex over the size of 14, and I would ban minivans.
Minivans.
Minivans. Minivans and seagulls. They just... You know, just
1:30 almost. We're going to the bottom of the hour news. I'll try to get to this text quickly. Awesome podcast. Hey, this is actually a radio show. It will soon be a podcast. We'll load it. We still do live radio here. Right. John Young speaks the truth, and he's respected and highly regarded for this. He's so intelligent.
Oh, wonderful.
And speaks factually and effectively. Please see to it. This podcast today is at least partly aired on all Mobile news channels. public needs to hear his message.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
FM Talk. News coming up. Hit the Mallory Piping text line. Any questions for Mr. Mobile? 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Mr. Mobile is filling in for Sean Action Man Sullivan on 106.5 FM Talk Radio. It's been a blast. The time is flying by. We only have about 26 minutes left. So we're going to try to get to as many text messages, phone calls, and email that we can.
And they are sure lined up. 251-343-0106. Dirt Digger says, these children are not told that there is more to life than sex, video games, and drugs. We are all God's children. They need to listen to Christian people to set the right way to live. Jesus Christ set the example. You know that, John. Our fathers through us to live. Bible verse. Sounds like we got some text, voice text translation issues there, but I think we got the point there.
Right. And he's absolutely right. We have lost our family traditions, and mine are based on scripture. That's how I was raised, but there's nothing in the book that does not help everyone. So getting back to this foundation, and listen, the church isn't what it was 50 years ago. These preachers, now most preachers, I don't want anyone to call in and say I'm lumping them in together. Most preachers now are teaching prosperity and feeling good. Most preachers now wear long hair and ripped jeans and muscle shirts in the pulpit. Most preachers now have a materialistic view on life. Their wives are wearing wigs and weaves and high heels, and they're wearing Spanx, tightening up their bodies so they can look sleek and felt, look like a worm, and they're called the first lady. That term's not in the Bible. They have a high seat in the church, and she has the ability to correct men in the church. So the church is failing also. It's been infiltrated by Satan, and so we don't have the church that we used to have. But men of God still exist, and we have to take the church where the church won't draw people in. We have to go where they are and spread our message. So, yeah, family begins. There is an order. There's God, Christ, husband, wife, child. That's the order. And when we enact that order, we see permanent, long-lasting, positive change.
Mob Dog, similar kind of statement here as far as the family is concerned. I firmly believe teaching kids to do the right things in life and how to solve problems without gun violence starts in the homes, around the dinner table, during dinner with family. That's
exactly.
Mob Dog.
Mob Dog, and that was the one time the family shared the same thought as when we bowed our heads and prayed. That's the one time. That's why eating together is so important, because when we're there together, we have to interact with each other. And put down your cell phones when you're eating. You know, don't carry your phone. You have people walking around with a phone in their hand everywhere they go. And every 3 minutes, they're looking at the phone. You can't have a conversation with anyone. We can't get to know each other if you're looking at your Facebook, and heaven forbid if you're taking pictures of your food or posing with duck lips with the peace sign up. You know, no, pay for your own dinner. I'm not paying for that. I didn't come to be entertained. You know, we have to get back to these family values. And I encourage everybody to say we're putting our phones down when we get home for at least an hour. There should be no teenagers on social media, because a lot of our violence stems from social media, or as John Scroggins calls it, anti-social media. And I agree with him, because it doesn't teach us to socialize. It teaches us to segregate ourselves from one another. We don't know how to converse. We don't know how to shake hands. We don't know how to look at each other in the eye. We're now inundated with sex all the time on these handheld computers. Kids are being exposed to sex at 9, 10, 11 years old, and not the Playboy sex from 1977. I mean the hardcore, look at this upside down person being choked with a string of corn type sex. Hardcore sex. And what does that teach a child? It teaches them to devalue their body. And now, once they've had these sexual exploits, regular sexual contact with the opposite sex isn't satisfying. That's the danger of porn. That's the danger of exposing children to sex at an early age. It desensitizes this special, unique emotional bond that is created when a man and woman come together. That's why we have to guard against these things. Our daughters walking around with their thought boxes showing, our boys walking around all the time without a shirt. We have to guard against these things, because old women will lust after a young boy without a shirt, just like an old man will lust after a young girl with a push-up bra and Daisy Dukes. We have to make something special again. So, yeah, we have to get back to family values.
Paul here, and I guess his reaction to more violence, more threats being maybe in places that we're not used to seeing them. Says, I'm on the verge of open carrying. Your thoughts on Paul's text there?
Well, it is. It is legal. I always discourage it. My background in law enforcement of more than 33 years is if you open carry, be prepared to be the target. Because if anything goes down, you're the first person that will be attacked. If you open carry, train weapon retention drills, because when you turn your back to look at a can of dog food and someone can hit you in the head with a can of corn and take your weapon. So I discourage people from open carry. You should conceal carry and train withdrawing your weapon by moving your shirt and having it in a place that you can easily access it and defend it. It is legal. I'm not saying that I'm a full-on blown second constitutional man, but I am saying for your own safety and your own convenience and protection, I highly recommend not open carry.
And not that every person that does open carry is, but a lot of them tend to be show ponies, right? Maybe trying to get a little bit of reaction.
They're trying to scare people away. Not all. I'm not specifically saying this caller is, but I'm saying that is why most people open carry is, hey, don't tread on me. I got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people will take that gun from you, you know.
It can have the reverse effect sometimes.
It can attract more attention than necessary.
Wally, at the end of last hour, said, amen, sir, as a nod to your no more ma'ams and sirs out there.
Oh, thank you.
Interesting question here. Mr. Mobile, what effect do you think Deion Prime Sanders and his platform has had on our young men?
Oh, my. I won't speak specifically to Neon Deion at 60 years old, but I'll speak to the idea that a man at his age still speaks in broken English, still portrays materialism and exaggerative materialism lifestyle, promoting other people, especially your siblings and your charges that are your children and that are under you and your subordinates, that this is how grown men act at our age. We speak in this dim day and does. We still want to be hip hop and still be popular and superstars. Grow up. Just grow up. When we have men that have accomplished in life, who's setting the example for the men to grow into? If at 54 years old, I'm still speaking in broken English and still hanging out on the corner and still wearing ripped up skinny leg jeans with Hanna-Barbera underwear being displayed in a gold chain with Mr. Mobile on it. That's not a bad idea, but wearing a gold chain with bedazzled Mr. Mobile necklace on it and a backwards Phillies ball cap. What am I showing the young people that they have to grow up to be? No, we need to set better examples, and the more attention we have, the greater our responsibility to set a better example for these young men. So any man that's still stuck in their prime time at 60 years old needs to grow up.
CB Carl says, Laura thinks that you should make John Mr. Mobile and Sean Mr. Action bobbleheads. You can sell them to raise funds for Men Unite Against Violence.
That is an excellent idea. And we'll have to make sure they're side by side so people can see how much taller I am than Action Man.
Yeah, you're right. He also said they would sure be cooler on your dashboard than those stupid hula girls or the ducks, like the Jeeps.
Right. I have to agree with you on that.
Okay, text here. Let's see here. Why do you keep acting like this is a product of BLM? Music and TV has been pushing the degradation of black culture for at least 30 years by promoting drug dealing and violence. I've seen many people talking about if your music doesn't have drugs or violence, then you don't get promoted or pushed. It wasn't until recently where movies not about black drug dealers or violence got greenlighted. And I know you're going to say who runs the record labels, but the record labels that are owned by the prominent black people are really just middle management, UMG. Okay, and then we dive into UMG and Sony Music and Distribution, but your overall thoughts on that?
Well, listen, I didn't say it began with BLM. I said it was enhanced and made worse by BLM. There has been an attack on every family in the world, but blaxploitation films began the degradation of the black family, and then it was enhanced by feminism. Then gangster rap was introduced in the late 80s, and then drill music was created. But you know the difference between now and when I was a child is that black people would not have sang those lyrics 50 years ago. Black people would not have acted in films where they were degraded, playing pimps and hoes in every movie or undercover men who like other men. That's the difference. Listen, this propaganda, Freeway Rick Ross told you the CIA was flying in drugs to Los Angeles. We know that it has been an attack. But when the family's intact, those chances of something bad happen are minimized. There's always been an agenda and program against holy Christian two-parent homes and families, and especially black. but we were smart enough to see it coming. We were smart enough to avoid the welfare. We were smart enough to avoid the feminism. We were smart enough to avoid the propaganda because we were based on godly principles. So I'm not blaming BLM for starting anything. And I know who owns the record labels. I know who promotes pornography to our family. I know who ships drugs into our communities. But do we have to do it? Are you saying that we are so monolithic and so singular in thought and behavior that we cannot resist the temptation of a four-finger diamond ring and a Bugatti and a gold necklace that we'll sell drugs to black drug dealers, will sell drugs to black women and make them crack whores and sell drugs to black men and make them crack heads, that we cannot help ourselves? We've always been exposed to these things. I could have stolen cars when I was younger. Well, radios were the big thing when I was younger, but I chose not to. I could have done everything that you're describing in these movies. I could have emulated the drug dealers and tried to live those lifestyles of this Luke Skywalker and Eazy-E and NWA, but I chose not to. It's entertainment. The moment we have dumbed down our societies, and I gave an example of men that need to grow up, then yeah, we're left, all we're left with is materialism and big booty women and popping thought boxes and popping bub and hanging out on the block. So, no, I don't blame BLM. They enhanced it, but they're not the start of it. The failure of the family is the beginning. And don't go watch movies like that.
IT Jesus, it can't be understated how inspiring this gentleman is every time you have him on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Texter here, you talk about voting out judges that aren't doing their job. How do you find that information? That's what this texter says.
Their voting history is public record. You can just go online and type in the judge name and see their Facebook page and social profile. None of these things are secretive. You can see how they've decided in court cases. Go to the, I guess locally, the probate court website page and pull up the information and then share it. Listen, this is what every elected official hopes for. They wait for you to, they hope you have a short attention span. They'll do something in January and think you'll forget about it by August. They will do something unpopular that the majority of people don't like because they expect you to forget about it, become distracted by something, or show up to their fish fry and all things are forgiven. No, be diligent, always.
John here, let's see. I hope the dread style forever. I know good people with them. I'm white. Please keep up what you're doing. May God bless you, sir.
So, thank you. Drew used to have dreads in college when he was at South Alabama. So I'm not saying it's a personality trait. It's not something that dictates a person's personality. But when he turned 24 years old, he realized, nah, it's time for me to grow up and I'll grow this. That's what we have to do. Yeah, when you're a kid, you know, Aaron Spies, my good buddy, had a mohawk. It was part mohawk, and then it was a mullet in the back. Mm. You know, but he outgrew it. We all outgrow these things. I had a haircut when I had hair. I had a ramp fade. You know, it wasn't just a regular fade. It had a ramp fade. And I have a picture of myself wearing that in my senior year. But at some point, we have to outgrow these things.
A mohawk mullet, huh?
Yeah.
Metal on top, party in the back. Adam says, hi, JY. These problems are systemic and not unique to Mobile. But are there other communities that have had success in similar endeavors? Maybe other similar organizations to Men United Against Violence or similar movements? Do you know, and you focus so much on, of course, our youth locally and extend it further out into the state. Do you have enough time to see if other things work in other cities?
Well, again, we won't know the results for a generation, but I have seen Pastor Wesley Davis at Nazaree. He's a member. He was taking men to a local high school and just interacting with the young men there. And yes, it had a positive effect until someone was offended by a student asking him to pray for them, and they were run out of the school. But yes, it does have a positive effect. We always say at least save one or each one teach one, but we won't really know the full-on effect for this for a generation probably.
A question I did not think would get asked today, CA, VCA, says, hello, Mr. Mobile, thanks for all you do, and when will McGregor be finished?
Well, I retire in 3 years, so let's hope by then.
Not even going to ask about the bridge.
Right.
We have a lot of road work we need. They're working on it, though. 148. Keep these texts coming, Mr. Mobile, John Young. One more segment. Get through this as quickly as we can, and then back to the text and back to Mr. John Young on the way.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
This is our final segment. This is still not Sean Action Man Sullivan. It's John Mr. Mobile Young. We're going to close out our final 3 minutes. Take a few more text messages.
Yes, we are. Some guy named Sean. Some guy named Sean Sullivan says, enough with the short talk, JY.
It's true.
Just another unhappy listener.
I don't know what they expect. They bring me on for the truth, and I deliver truth, and then they're still unhappy. Some people can't be pleased.
And Joe says, almost 2 hours and not the first yo mama.
Well, no one called me a bigot yet. So it's ready. It's I got it loaded.
Anderson from Foley. Mr. Mobile always speaks the truth. It may not always be popular, but it's always the truth.
Thank you. And that's what we're here for, right? We are here to tell the truth. We would be remiss as men if we did not stand on principles, stand on honesty and truth. And that's what everyone should expect from each other. We've changed so many things in our society to contort to the lowest element of our society. I refuse to do that. No, you know, everyone here, I'm not perfect. Of course I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. But in my imperfections, I've learned humility, and I've learned that everyone can be helped if they want to be helped. So even when we tell truth, that is not us speaking down to anyone. We are speaking to other human beings, two other sinners and two other broken individuals and people who have fallen and have gotten up and tried to succeed but failed. But we still have an obligation to make our city safer and better every single time and opportunity we have. Every time we go outside, every interaction we have an obligation to do that. I have a calling to promote this message, this truthful message from God, but we all have a duty. Your calling might not be mine. You may not have the ability to speak as I do or the boldness, but there is something you can do. All of us have a responsibility to set a positive example when we are in public. As a man of 54 years old, I should be sophisticated and proper in my appearance and in my speech. So if I do have a chance to speak to a young person, they see an older man, not an older boy, that they see the distinction of growth and maturity, and that there is a change that comes, that you have to be prepared for it, because if they do the right thing and live their life, they'll be my age one day. And what do you want to look back and say, that you spent your life playing video games, that you own 15 Louis Vuitton sandals that are made in China, that you own a Lexus and a Bentley? But what will people say about you when you're gone? Those are just material possessions. So I'd like to leave something for people every time I have an interaction or I'm on the show or on television, that they can take something away from it. Even people who disagree with me or say that I'm blaming someone else, they've not said the message I've delivered is a lie. They may say talk about something else, but no one has been able to prove to me by saying family, education, employment, and discipline. Don't commit crimes. Don't go where crimes are committed. Don't socialize with people who commit crimes. Are bad tenets for life. So thank you for everyone that supports me. And if you disagree with me, please reach out and tell me why. Tell me what I'm doing wrong or saying that's not true. Men United Against Violence. I can't number the men. There are dozens of men I could call anytime that we needed help. But we are committed in our city to leading by example, beating strong men of God, leading by example, setting an example for our young children, showing ladies what to expect in a husband, trying to teach boys how to be men. Our Facebook page is Men United Against Violence. My Facebook page is John Mr. Mobile Young. My personal cell phone number is 251-513-4179. If I don't answer, I get a lot of spam calls lately. But if I don't answer, leave a message and I'll call you back or send a text message. I'm always a phone call away to help anyone that I'm able to. And if no one told you today, I love you.
That's great. 1 minute here. And we have a question here. Ashley from Loosedale says, have you been invited to speak at the middle and high schools? Is that something you're open to or have done?
I'll be there. Tell me a date, time, and location. I'll be there. We've gone to schools. We've gone to churches. We've gone everywhere we've been called. We will never tell anyone no. It doesn't matter where it is. It can be friendly or hostile. We're going to show up because our message will never change. It doesn't matter. We'll go anywhere.
The only thing taller than you is the billboard. Men United Against Violence was able to put up.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of listeners that would love to help, and you don't beg, you don't grovel for anything. Right. But Men United Against Violence, if you had to say how our listeners could help and kind of rank the things, is it just showing up to events? Is there a way people can help financially? What would you ask of people with me without saying it on your own? What does Men United Against Violence want or need right now?
We need men to step up and lead by example and be examples in their neighborhood. That's what we're trying to do to inspire change. Speaking with my friend Ricky Duran Jr. once, and I said, man, how do you work this hard? And how do you, he said, the strength of God. So we need more men like that to just set the example, and everything else will fall into place. If you want to send us a donation, call me or text me or send me a Facebook message. I'll send you the address. But we need and want people to make the difference.
John Young, and I'll let you sign us off. This has been all you. 2 hours. Great, great stuff.
Signing off from FM Talk 106.5, Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys. And JY is still rocking on the mic. Thank you, guys.